Let's talk about the state's unemployment system. It's in the news again. Hasn't really been for any good reasons over the past year during the pandemic and a lot of people forced out of work. Of course, we've heard of a number of problems at IDES. Many times we've opened the phone lines over this past year and just talked with you, and you've told us about what you've gone through, the frustrations of trying to get through to a human when there's a problem, getting your benefits, going weeks without a callback. I'm just looking here at the numbers. I mentioned this top of the show. 32,382 phone numbers as of last week were in the callback queue at IDES. 32,382. We've heard reports that folks don't get a call back right away, or when they do, they can't answer their question and they can't get their benefits. And right now there's a whole new problem as it moves over to the federal rescue plan is supposed to help keep the unemployment benefits going, but some are saying it's getting more held up in the state of Illinois than in other states. Let's talk with State Rep Chris Miller, because he's calling for an audit of the whole thing. Let's figure out what the heck has been going on here in Illinois. And welcome to the show, Representative Miller. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. This is a great topic to discuss, and hopefully we can drill down on it and come up with some solutions.
Yeah, I hope so. I think solutions are key here because this impacts so many people in such a personal way. I mean, when you talk about just being able to provide for yourself at a time when you've been forced out of work over this past year, and I don't think there's anything more fundamental than that and what government can help you provide for you in that situation. What is it you're calling for here? And speak to the problems you're seeing that are currently happening.
Well, one of the things that I know just from a common sense aspect, you know, I'm a farmer and a small businessman, and I know when we have problems on the farm, we try to peel back the layers and get all the information and come up with a solution. And I know this, the HJR 17 actually is just a resolution simply to direct the Illinois Auditor General to conduct a performance audit on the Illinois Department of Employment Security, and then to issue a report. And, you know, and hopefully once that we, you know, that we drill down on this, we can find out what the problem is and find out why we have, I think the number you said was 32,000 calls that are still in the queue that haven't been responded to, and begin the process of coming up with a solution and fixing this problem.
It's hard to believe here we are a year later and we're still talking about this. It's mind-boggling to think about. How does that get explained? I don't know. Do you know? It is surprising though to hear that 32,382 number, because that many people are waiting for calls back. And what we've heard in the past too is from you. You've told us that you don't always get the answer when you do get the call back, and obviously you're not calling if there's no problem. Those are the number of people who are having problems with the system. And I just asked Representative Miller before we lost you there, sir, if you can understand what the heck's going on. I've heard it's an archaic system that had to be totally top to bottom changed, that there weren't enough people. I've heard a lot of excuses, but I'm confused about why we're here now and still having problems.
Well, I think it's a real lack of leadership. You know, this problem was caused by an incompetent governor and government, and it continues to escalate just because of the, it's almost impossible to find any answers. And that was one of the reasons why I was motivated to call for this audit, just because we need to get other voices involved, and hopefully that we can put enough pressure either through the House of Representatives and the Senate and other people involved to actually get this problem dealt with and fix it, because we owe it to our constituents to get to the bottom of the line of what's happening so that we can prevent another disaster like this in the future.
Or even just make it more seamless in the future, because anybody who has to get unemployment, that's a situation where you've fallen hard on your luck and you need some help. It's a tough time to also have to add this extra layer, this extra layer of complete frustration. And I've sat with a friend who was trying to get through making the calls and showing me, look, this is how it is. And meanwhile, my family, you know, we worry about how we're going to pay for basic things. I'm looking at the response here. I'm trying to be fair because I'm looking at the response here from IDES. And I think one of the things they're saying is that its unemployment insurance is incredibly complex. Each claim is distinctly unique, so we have to get to the bottom of each and every one of these in order to approve them. And when there are problems, should issues arise, an agent will reach out to the claimant. There we go. I mean, I don't know. I just, I wonder moving forward, do you think there's a will and a desire to get this cleaned up and to support your audit and move forward?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you wonder, you know, how strong the desire is, because this has been an ongoing problem for months. And I know, you know, people are losing their homes, they're losing their savings, they're losing their car. You know, all the while they're waiting on an IDS to call them back, and all they want to do is update their information a lot of times just so they can begin to receive benefits and pay their bills. And I'm sorry, but I don't think that this is a complex issue. You know, it seems like that's the always the go-to. They either go to the Trojan horse of COVID, or it's almost like to make up any excuse other than that, than just owning their inability to get these things done.
Just clear something up for me. The extended benefits that they push them through, what, Labor Day? Do you know what it is, the federal benefits?
I'm not really sure.
You don't know.
I'm
just wondering, because that's one of the things they're pointing to as this new plan takes effect, of the extended benefits, that is yet another kink in the system. You know, it triggers issues with the software and the problem. I don't know. This is what they're saying. Moving forward, though, Representative Miller, if people would like to reach out to you, how can they do that if they'd like to learn more about what it is you're doing here requesting this audit?
Well, one thing they can do is they can get on, you know, my, I have a political Facebook page, and I also have a stateside Facebook page where we try to keep updated information on there. And also we put out a newsletter once a week, and they can contact my office in Springfield or in Robinson and get on the list to receive that information.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you for calling in to WGN.
Oh, thanks for having me. Call me anytime.